Sam Olens calls himself a newbie in the fight against sex trafficking. He praises national organizations and local advocacy groups such as Street Grace and Youth Spark, who have spent many years in trying to protect Georgia's children.
So it's been my honor to assist them, but it's also what we're supposed to do to protect those that have no one looking out for them.
Olens was elected Georgia's 53rd Attorney General in 2010, and he was the first Jewish candidate to win a statewide partisan race in Georgia. His job as the state's lawyer is to defend Georgia statutes, and that includes laws on highly debated issues such as the death penalty. So couple that with combating any form of trafficking, and Sam Olens will tell you he's not just performing his elected duties.
So my mom died when I was 5. My dad died when I was 12. Then lived with my aunt and uncle. My uncle died about a year later. I have 2 siblings, which I think teaches you a lot about the need to give back.
For Olens, that also means making sure the state's laws involving sex trafficking are some of the toughest in the country. That happened in 2011 with the passing of House Bill 200. Young victims of sex trafficking come from all areas of the state. Some are runaways and often, says Olens, are from awful foster homes. And some are exploited by their own parents.
Shortly after the bill passed in the House, when we were still having some resistance, there was news of an arrest in Dodge County involving a family that was monthly providing their 14-year-old daughter to the used car lot dealer, who was 66, I believe, in return for the monthly payment, sex and photographs. That was really telling to the legislature, not only because it is rural Georgia, but it was parents. And one of the interesting things about sex trafficking is there is no common fact pattern.
The parents of the girl, Sandra and James Davis, pleaded guilty to the charges against them, as did the car dealer, Robert Wayne Bearden. Cases like this demonstrate that it will take a collective effort to prosecute buyers and sellers of sex with minors. And while the conversation may be uncomfortable for some, Sam Olens admits unawareness about the issue from any Georgian is unacceptable. And he points to collaborative measures that are working.
Education followed by deterrence is everything. So as an example, prior to the Final Four in basketball last year, we worked with the Final Four committee, the FBI, GBI, State Patrol, APD, Atlanta Police Department, along with numerous other law enforcement agencies, provided training to everyone from the hoteliers to the taxi drivers to the ambassadors from Central Atlanta Progress to give them the information they needed to have their eyes and ears open.
The end result, says Olens?
There were a significant number of arrests that week.
Roe Scott, WABE News.